I write things down in my book, so I know that something's going to be happening this particular day. And when I opened my book, I saw, oh, Michael Sevilla. It's Michael Sevilla Day, Mr. Sevilla.
Never has anything made you more boomer when you're talking about writing things down in a book.
I know.
Like with an actual pen.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
In a book. In cursive.
Does the book notify you through like some sort of digital thing to tell you that it's happening?
No.
What happens if the book gets eaten by a dog?
Then
you wouldn't know I was on.
I'm screwed is what happens. I'm so glad to see you.
It's good to see you.
Light up the airwaves. And you were talking about off air the North Highland Accelerator. I don't know if our listeners know about that whole development in North Omaha.
Yeah,
so along 30th Street.
Yeah, along 30th Street. So 75th, it's a kind of a nonprofit there that decided they were going to redevelop that whole area.
Yeah.
So it's right along 30th. It's closer to the interstate than they used to be. So,
and Big Mama's
is located there. They have another restaurant there as well.
And there's a coffee shop. She and I had coffee there.
Yeah, the coffee is very good there too.
It is.
What I love about Big Mama's is that the story of that place reminds me so much of my family growing up. So you know who Big Mama is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the actual woman who started Big Mama's. I'm talking Big Mama is great grandma.
Right.
In African American families. Yeah. And then after that you had Mother Deer or Medea, who was the next generation over. And the same way as us. And that's where all the recipes come from for Big Mama's.
And they had restaurants in different venues around. Had you ever eaten at Big Mama's?
I have not. I would like to.
Yeah, she should be over there where the boys' home used to be.
That's correct.
Right. They were over there for a long time. She has got a 100-year-old chicken recipe that's made in the oven. Mm. Okay, so you don't get a lot of oven-fried chicken anymore. And I asked her about it, and she said, you know, originally Big Mama's didn't even do fried chicken every day. But when Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives came to town, and once they put the chicken on TV, everybody wanted chicken every day. So now they have chicken every day.
I see.
Their chicken, their fried catfish. And this is a guy that I lived a long time in the South. I've fried a lot. I've had a lot of fried chicken and fried catfish. They do a great job with their batter. It's seasoned well. Mm-hmm. It's thin, cooked all the way through. It's a very good fried catfish. I recommend that. Get the one-in-one combo. You get one piece of chicken and one piece of fried catfish.
Plus,
you get a side, some great collard greens made with, you know, obviously bacon and everything they make that with. Or my favorite, and this is probably not yours, I'm a fried okra guy. I love fried okra. Well, and they make a plum sauce to dip it in. I've never had it before. It was incredible.
Sounds great.
Great wings. They have a hot fried chicken. Okay, so a hot fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, you mean like spicy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they cut it up. So instead of you getting a big piece of, whether it
breast
be a breast or a thigh, they actually cut it up into pieces and then put it on a hoagie roll.
Nice.
It's actually a good concept. It's very good as well. Plus, they have breakfast now.
Oh.
They brought breakfast. It's been a plan all along.
Didn't know that.
Saturday brunch menu is from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Featuring the first recipe that Big Mama ever learned how to make, the biscuits. She made biscuits from when she was a little girl.
Now,
and so they have that as well.
We want to reiterate, this isn't like regular restaurant biscuit food. This is like your grandmother who knows how to make
truly
with love.
Your grandmother.
Made with love.
Or your Big Mama.
Yeah.
Or your Medea. There's also another.
Yo Mama.
There's also another restaurant that is there now in the Highlander Accelerated building. It's Colombian street food. The name of the place, and I hope I don't mess this, I'm gonna give my best I can. It's Salchipiasis Monster. I think that's how it's pronounced, but I'm not sure because it's not Spanish. It's Colombian food.
I see.
But I know the Colombians put different accents on different words opposed to what the Spanish we learned. So it's spelled Salchipapas Monster. And they make the best, I'm not joking around, street tacos you're going to, and there's a lot of good street tacos in this town.
Yes, sir.
But their street tacos are ridiculous.
Wow.
Plus, they put the fried pork belly inside of it, you know, like a chicharrones kind of feel because it's kind of crunchy.
Oh.
Outstanding. And then they have this. And I have not gotten this yet because I want to bring people with me.
Yeah.
It is called the Mega Monster times 5.
Wow.
It is a giant mountain of fries layered with sausage, shredded chicken, beef, crispy pork belly, sweet corn, guacamole, and gratin cheese.
And then they have a wheelchair to help you get out of the restaurant.
You got to bring friends. You got to bring friends for this.
That's hilarious.
This whole area is incredible what they've done. They have special get-togethers. They actually give out meals like once every the first Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. They have an event there where people come and speak and they'll give out food there. It's a really cool individual place to go check out.
You know, Omaha has, and through the years, become such a foodie town. And I love that we have such variety and stuff like this.
And every part of town. Every part of town you go to, you're going to find something special like this. Right. And the legacy of Big Mama, who passed away back in 2020, the legacy of her continues with her daughter and the rest of the family continuing it. So it's definitely a place to check out.
Thanks for throwing the spotlight on that. Michael Sevier.
Thanks, guys.
You can find him online, too. We post all of his visits on myboomerradio.com.